Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Our shiur tonight is on Maseches Brachos, Daf Tezayin. It's being learned by Levi Nishmas, Avram Shaul ben Shlomit Salma, as well as my grandfather, Chaim Kaufman ben Yosef, whose Yortzeit was this week, as well as Uncle Chava Bas Yosef, whose Yortzeit was also this week. The topic is HaOsek B'mitzvah, Pater Men HaMitzvah, chewing gum and walking when it comes to mitzvos. Our Mishnah begins on the bottom of Tesvav, a Mishnah on the bottom of Tesvav, take two. Our Mishnah on the bottom of Tes Zayin Amid Aleph teaches us that a chassan on the night of his wedding is potter from reciting Kriya Shema. The Gemara adds on the following brisa, also brought early in the Masechta, which takes this discussion a step further. The Gemara tells us, chassan potter mi Kriya Shema, a chassan is exempt from saying Shema. Tana Rabbana, the brisa adds, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, prat la'osek b'mitzvah. From these words, you learn that somebody who is engaged in a mitzvah at the time of Kriya Shema is exempt from Kriya Shema. V'lechtecha v'aderech is prat l'chassan mikan amru. So from here we learned hakonis es habesula poter bes ha'almana chayev. Somebody's marrying a besula, somebody's never been married before, so he is poter from Kriya Shema bes ha'almana, but if he's marrying somebody who's been married already, he's chayiv in Shema. My mashma. How do we see from here that these exemptions exist? So Amarav Papa ki derech. It looks at the word derech. Ma derech rishus. Just like traveling is optional. Afach anami rishus. Also here, when it says b'shiptecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech, when you're engaged in optional travel, so then you have to recite Shema. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. What's kinen the ozel b'var mitzvah? V'hilu filu hachi amar rachman alikri. But who says we're not dealing with somebody who's actively engaged and they're going to a mitzvah, and still the Torah says you're supposed to say Shema? So the Gemara says, "Imkein lemekra beleches, my belechtecha." What does it mean? You're traveling. Shema mina, we see from here, beleches tidachu mechayev, ha de mitzvah petira. It's only when it's you're traveling for your purposes that you're chayev. But if you're traveling for purpose of a mitzvah, you're going to be putter. So we see from this Gemara that the obligation of reciting Kriya Shema exists when you are b'shiftecha b'veisecha, living in your house and engaging in activities that is b'shiftecha b'veisecha, you decide to do it. And because you decide to do it, you must stop and recite Kriya Shema when the time comes. However, if you're engaged in another activity which you did not choose to do, rather require to do, such as the two examples given in the Braisa, chassan and osek b'mitzvah, then you are not required to stop the mitzvah that you are doing and to begin saying Kriya Shema. This is the source in halacha for the concept of HaOsek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. When one is engaged in mitzvah A, he's exempt from mitzvah B. Derech agav, the reason why a chassan is pater is because his mind is on the mitzvah that he needs to engage in that night. What concern this is varies amongst Rishonim. Some say it comes from a concern that there will or won't be besulim. Others, an anxiety that he will not know how to perform the mitzvah properly. And even others who say that an improper performance of the Maisa Bia can render him into a sterile Kros Shavcha, one who's forbidden to stay married to a Jewish lady. By the way, these don't exist in general by a Konis Salmana, a second marriage for her, and possibly also for him, which is why he's chayiv in those instances. Be it as it may, the common denominator for all these reasons is related to the performance of Bias Mitzvah that very evening. If this is the case, then why does the Braisa list Chasan as a separate Petur, besides for the petur of osek b'mitzvah? Shouldn't konis es habesula be included in osek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah? So Rashi on Yud Aleph and Aleph writes the following: uvelechtecha v'aderech prat l'chassan. Rashi says, ve'af al gav dechassan nami osek b'mitzvah hu. And even though that a chassan is also considered to be engaged in a mitzvah, Elav Krah Yaseira, had it not been for the second drasha, Uvalechtecha v'aderech, prat l'chassan, lo nafkala mikra kam, we would not have learned out that Echassan is pater from the original pasuk of b'shiptecha b'veisecha, prat l'osek b'mitzvah. Why? What's the difference? Dechevan de osek b'mitzvah lo ksiv b'kra b'hedja, ela miyuta b'almahu, dekadarshina m'veisecha, that since that what? The whole concept of osek b'mitzvah, pater ben a mitzvah, only comes from a drasha. It's not explicit in the pasuk. Umematina mine osek b'maleches mitzvah de ikatirda. And you learn out from there that we are excluding somebody who is engaged in a mitzvah that involves tirda, distraction from an action involved in an active mitzvah. When it comes to a chasan, his tirda, his preoccupation is mental. It's more talking about in terms of his thoughts, as he's concerned about whether they're going to be basulim. See that Rashi takes that opinion derech agav. Ilav kral yaseiro lo ismait. So we see that the patur extends to two categories. The first category, covered by prat laosek b'mitzvah, refers to a tirda regarding the meiser performance of a mitzvah. In other words, I'm actively engaged in mitzvah one, which is why I am putter for mitzvah two. The second category, covered by chasan, comes to include a situation where a person is not physically engaged in mitzvah one, but rather his mind is occupied by mitzvah one. The chiddush of the brisa is that we extend the concept of osek b'mitzvah potter mena mitzvah to situations where the engagement is mental only, a tirda de machshava, and still we apply the concept of osek b'mitzvah potter mena mitzvah. What's the reasoning behind this idea? Why should one mitzvah take precedence over another one? So the Rambam in his Perush on Pirkei Avos offers the following insight. And the Rambam says as following, here's the quote, Uber ze ha'inyan ka'asher omer, v'hu, she'atorah kula mimena mitzvah sasei, mimena mitzvah lo sasei. The Torah consists of many positive mitzvahs and many negative mitzvahs. V'yamnam, the truth is, mitzvah lo sasei be'ra kosuv ha'onash al kol achas mehem. When it comes to a mitzvah lo sasei, the Torah explained the punishment for violating them. Milvad me'amehin, besides with the exception of a few, v'chayiv al kitzasam hamisos v'aktasam akari sumisa b'dei shemayim u'malkos. And many of them, there's either a chi of malkos, a chi of misa b'dei shemayim, a chi of kares, a chi of misa spazdin, and we already see that there's a type of hierarchy. However, av al mitzvah sasei lo isbar schara kol achas mehen. When it comes to positive mitzvos, there's been no reward explained for any of them. Mahi Eitzel Hashem Yisparach, what it refers to in terms of Hashem. The Cholze, on all of this, K'eish lo neida eiza mitzvah tzarech ma'od d'shamra, the eiza mitzvah l'mata b'mena, which ones are higher up, which ones are lower up. Aval tziva lasos inyan ploni uploni. Rather, Hashem commanded to do such and such mitzvah, and because of this, we have to be careful on all of them. So in other words, we have two types of mitzvos in the Torah, mitzvah sase and mitzvah lo sase. The mitzvahs lo sase are very clear as the hierarchy which exists along the group, as to which one is stronger. The hierarchy is determined by the onus for violating the law. As we have Chayvi Malkus, Chayvi Misa Beidei Shemayim, Chayvi Kores, Chayvi Misa Beisdin, and even within Misa Beisdin, there's his own hierarchy, as delineated in Masechta Sanhedrin, Machlokas about the two groups, Hereg and Chenek is one group, Machlokas which one is more severe, and Skila and Sreifa is a second group. Again, Machlokas within that one which more severe. But we have such a hierarchy when it comes to Lav and when it comes to Onshin. By Mitzvah Sasei, there's no real reward listed for any of them, and with the exception of Mila and Karban Pesach, there's no punishment listed for not fulfilling the assay either. Therefore, says the Rambam, while we can delineate the hierarchy by the Lavin when we look at the Onshim, we have no such method by assays. Therefore, well, logically, it does go to say that one should be able to push off a lesser mitzvah for the sake of doing a greater mitzvah. Since we don't really have any indication as to what is greater and what is not greater, we say, ha'osek b'mitzvah partem in a mitzvah. For what gives you the right or idea that you can drop a big mitzvah to do a smaller one? The question is, though, exactly how does this concept of osek b'mitzvah partner and mitzvah work? For the Kielis Yaakov brings on the following chakira, or two ways in which one can look at this shayla. Does the idea of partner and mitzvah work from the sense that we view that the person who's involved in performing the first mitzvah as an onus? In other words, through circumstances beyond his control, unable to perform the second mitzvah, as it would require him dropping the first mitzvah, something that we just explained according to the Rambam is highly inappropriate? Or do we say that the concept of ha'osek mena mitzvah, partem mena mitzvah, generates a pure exemption from the second mitzvah? In other words, you just don't have to do it. In other terms, do we say that the first mitzvah is docha the second mitzvah? Or does the first mitzvah make it that you are never chayiv in the second one? That's the chakira raised by the Stipler. As we always say, unless you can come up with a practical difference between the two sides, what we have is a matter of semantics. However, there are a number of nafkaminas or differences depending on which reason you choose. To show that there is a difference between the two ways to understand the issue, I wanted to bring down two. The first nafkamina involves the following case. Let's say a person was involved in a mitzvah that involved tzorchei rabim. He was involved in important communal mitzvah, and during that time, he missed the zman for which he was able to daven mincha. Let's say there was a person who was meeting with the senators to discuss some very important policies regarding the Jewish community. It was a real tzorchei tzibur inyan, and because of that, let's say it was December, he totally missed the chance to daven mincha. It wasn't possible, it wasn't shaykh to daven. There's a machlokas amongst the postmen as to whether he needs to recite tashlumin or make up tefillah for the mincha that he missed, or is he completely exempt from mincha. The Taz, in Simen Kuf Ches Sifkat and Aleph, brings down the following psak made by the Drisha. The Kasav Shabbos Sefer, a Drisha, Mikan Hayanira, the Drisha says, from here it's apparent. Dehu Adin Lemis Asik Betzarchi Tzibur. The same thing applies to somebody who's involved in communal mitzvos. The Chayotzibo, Bizman HaTefillah, that this happens at the time that he's praying, or time he's supposed to pray, Shepotim Milis Palel, that he's exempt from davening, Kimo Shekasov Atur Simen Tzadi Gimel, and so on. Umitocha Isek, and through his busyness with this important task, or his occupation with this busy task, Alversman also Tefillah, that Tefillah has passed. So says the Drisha, Shegam Kim Ein Tzarech Lashlima Bizman Tefillah Shalachareal Is Palel Beis Alef Tashlumin. He's not required to complete it or to make it up in the next tefillah, where you would daven, let's say, two ma'aribs, the first for ma'arib, the second is a tashlumin for mincha. As we know, the halacha is, a person misses a davening, very often he has an opportunity to make it up. That's the opinion of the Drisha. And why? What's the upshot? The Drisha says, Kevan shegam kem bizman ha'isek hayapotter min ha'tefillah kemo be'avelus. When a person was involved in the other mitzvah, he's exempt from davening, just like an avel is exempt from davening, an onim, what we would call. What's the difference if the onus is avelus or if he's involved in a mitzvah? Certainly if you're dealing with tzarchi tzibur, an important communal Jewish matter, where you're involved in a mitzvah, certainly that should be a reason or enough to consider it to be an onus, and that should potter you completely. Worse than an onus, that should be like avelus, and you should be completely potter. The Taz himself takes exception with the words of the Drisha and writes, Tomani, I'm amazed. Im yatzad var me'elu pi oso tzadik. To akol shu onus mikri potter mitfila. That any type of onus means you're potter from davening. V'kan amrina behedja dimnenas v'spalo shtayim. And what the Taz goes on to say is, Ein dimyon bezel de p'tur da avelus. You can't compare this tzarchei tzibur to avelus. What's the difference? The Taz goes on to say that when a person's an avel, they're sitting around. They're not doing anything, necessarily. It's that the Chachamim said, you're potter. You're exempt. And because of that, there is no tashlumin. But over here, you're not really exempt. It shows that you have something else going on instead. And because you have something else that's going on instead, and you couldn't daven, so when you have the next opportunity to daven, you should daven. And if you miss the Zman Tefillah, then you should have a tashlumin. And what's this whole shaila based on? The Kilas Yaakov says, it's the same question we raised earlier. Do we say Osik the mitzvah, Parter ben mitzvah gives us the din of an onus? Where at the time, he's viewed as obligated in the mitzvah, but circumstances dictated that he's not even responsible to perform it now. In essence, the general patur of onus. With this reasoning, however, if he has opportunity to do the mitzvah later, he can and should do it. And that would be the opinion of the Taz. You're an onus of the mitzvah, but since you have tashlumin, you daven later a second time. Or do we say the concept of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Ben HaMitzvah means that the person is completely exempt from doing the mitzvah? This would be the opinion of the Drisha. The Drisha would say, Osek B'mitzvah generates a Petur Legamri to the point where you don't even have to make up the tefillah at all. So that's Nafkamina 1. Nafkamina number 2 is a case where it's efshar to do both mitzvahs. Let's say, for example, there are two people who are traveling on a mitzvah mission to raise funds for Pidyon Shvuim during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And they had to travel all day. The question is, at night, they stopped traveling and wouldn't be able to continue on their journey till the morning. The question arises, do they need to find a sukkah to eat it at night when they're not engaged in traveling? In other words, they're still on their mission, and eating the sukkah will not impinge on what they're doing at the moment. Do we still apply the patur of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Ben HaMitzvah? Tosus and Sukkah says, no, we don't apply the patur. and he would have to eat in the sukkah at night. Tosfos proves this from the fact that a person who could be wearing tefillin and tzitzis and still be chayiv to give tzedakah or learn Torah if the opportunity comes for him to do it, let's say at the end of davening, he can't say, sorry, no shir, no tzedakah, because I'm wearing tefillin or I'm wearing my tzitzis. Now, it should be noted that Tosfos do point out that this applies, this petur applies, or this chiyuv applies, as long as it doesn't take away from the performance of the mitzvah. However, it would be such the case, if it would be such the case, where you finding a sukkah is going to take away from your ability to perform pidyon shvuyim, let's say, at the quickest time possible, then you're still considered to be osik b'mitzvah and potter. This is how Tosfos explains that gemara there in sukkah, without getting into too many of the details. The Ran also in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei disagrees and says that you're not chayiv in Sukkah that night. He proves it from a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yodam Abayz, which states the following: Rav Chista v'Rav Barhuna iklu l'bei Reish Galusa. They both came to the house of the Reish Galusa. Igninu Rav Nachman b'Sukkah shenoyeha muflogin mimena arba tfachim. Rav Nachman slept in a sukkah where the decorations hung down more than four tfachim of the schach. Ishtiku v'lo amrulei v'lo midi. And they were quiet. Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna were quiet. They didn't say anything. Even though they had happened to say that earlier, sleeping in such a sukkah, those decorations is nice sukkah, disqualify that sukkah from functionality. So Amar Hu, he said to them, Rav Nachman said to them, Hardu Berhu Rabbanim Yishmasayu, have you gone back on your opinion? You've changed your mind? So Amar Lehu, they said no. Shluchi mitzvah anan upatur min asukkah. The reason why we slept in the sukkah and we didn't complain when you did is because we're shluchei mitzvah. And that's why we allowed it to happen. So the Ran explains, the Gemara doesn't make any indication as if it was shayach to be mekayim shnehem or not. It just gives the general petur. Just proving his opinion that the petur exists even when it's efshel mekayim shnehem. Agav, Tosus will explain that the case in hand was that the yeshiva sukkah would have taken away from their mitzvah that they were going on. What's their machlokas based on? The Stipler says it's the same shayla. According to Tosfos, the petur of osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah is one of ones, a circumstantial petur. That being said, once a situation arises that the circumstances don't apply anymore, i.e., efshel l'chayim shneim, then the petur disappears and he will be chayiv. The Ran holds that we are dealing with a full-fledged petur, and once we apply osik mitzvah, the petur always remains. So what we've done so far is, tonight, we've discussed the origin of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah. We've explained the two aspects, that it applies to a mitzvah with an action versus a mitzvah with a machshava. We've also given a reason behind it, why it applies to mitzvah say, based on the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos. We brought down the Chakira of the Stipler as to the Patur, whether this is a Patur of Ones or a Patur Legamri. And we brought the two Nafkaminas about, number one, Tashlumin when it comes to davening, are you required for Tashlumin or not? If you're potter from a tefillah, osek mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah, as well as the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran about efshel l'kayim shnehen, again, dating back to this chakira of, or working back to this chakira brought up by the Stipler. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.